iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patti and we're joined today once again by the wonderful Sujatha Thin. Now since 2011, Sujatha has worked with many clients, men and women and families, providing nutrition and lifestyle advice and support. Her clients consult her because they want to get healthy, change their diet and lifestyle to increase their energy levels, improve digestion, achieve optimum weight, and to look and feel better as well. Who doesn't? So we thought we'd enjoy invite Sujatha back with us on iGlobal Radio as we're going through the festive season and as we approach the new year. It's all about New Year's resolutions, and they may include big and sweeping lifestyle changes that simply exhaust us. So the phenomena of decision fatigue is at play here, and if you've sworn off all sugar for the year ahead, but have actually already access to an array of sweet treats for yourselves, for the kids, you're going to be running out of willpower long before next December comes around again. So where are we with this? And let's find out from Sujatha. Sujatha, hello and a very warm welcome to you, and thank you for joining us here on iGlobal Radio.
Thank you, Tony. My pleasure to be back here talking about setting New Year's resolutions just before we start the new year.
It seems really difficult, though, because once we've set our minds and hearts to do something, we rarely carry it through. And New Year's resolutions, I for one, I'm no good at them.
I think the problem is when people set these resolutions, they're thinking emotionally, they're thinking, from a point of what they would love to do, but they don't think about how possible is it for them to do it. So they make these resolutions which are very, very difficult to achieve. And then because they can't achieve them, they end up giving up on them altogether. And rather than doing something that's too difficult, let's take baby steps. Let's take little baby steps forward. And then as you achieve one, you know, of your resolutions, you then work towards the other one. So don't do too much and don't do it too quickly as well. Take it at your own pace and do not compare yourself to your friends, to your family, to your neighbor, to your colleagues.
Good point. Yes, good point.
Just do what's working for you. It's almost like the blinkers that we see on horses. Just focus on what you've got to do without looking at what others are doing, because that's when you get distracted. That's when you begin to doubt yourself as well. So it's important you set your resolutions and you work towards them through the year, not just from January till, you know, February. Don't sign up for a gym membership and then give up because you start by going, you know, five times a week. When you're enthusiastic in January, and then as the months wear, you know, you're down and you're feeling tired and, you know, you're socializing or you're thinking, is this really important right now? You then move, you know, towards maybe once a week, and then you just stop using the gym as well. So don't do too much and don't do it too quickly. Build it up slowly.
So one of the reasons many New Year's resolutions, Sujatha, are abandoned by Valentine's Day, let's say, is that they are simply too ridiculous to maintain. And if you're a chocolate-eating, remote-toting couch potato, to tell yourself that you're going to win the next Mr. or Miss Universe contest is simply completely out of your league. So as exciting as it is to think about it, it will propel you to the gym for the first 2-3 weeks of January, as you quite rightly say. But then we kind of like fall by the wayside. That willpower just isn't there. Why does that happen, Sujatha?
So the willpower comes from us wanting something. If we really want something, we're going to do something about it. Mm. And at times, you know, at the end of the year, we begin to reflect back on the year or on, you know, the decade. For instance, if you've hit a milestone birthday and you're turning 40 or 50, you begin to reflect on the year or maybe even the decade, and you begin to think about how you wished things could have been done differently. So towards the end of the year, you're at home, you're not really working as much, and you've got time. And you begin to imagine what your life could be like if you achieve these goals. So you create these big goals for yourself, and you are very enthusiastic in the beginning, but then life comes in the way. Just a normal everyday way of living. If you've got children, maybe you get busy with school runs or homework. Maybe you get busy at work. Maybe you've got deadlines. It could be something in the house as well. Maybe you have a leak and you can't use your kitchen as well. So something happens, it throws you off track, and your enthusiasm then just gets put aside, and you begin to feel, I can't do it. And after a few weeks or months, you just feel like you've failed. And it's that feeling of failure again and again that actually stops most people from doing something about what they really want, because they've tried and they've tried and they're constantly failing. So you've got to, believe in yourself. You've got to want it, and you've got to think about it as something that you can achieve without failing. So I want you to trust yourself. I want you to believe that in 2022, you are going to make it the best year ever. And it's not going to end just in 2022. This is the way you are always going to live your life. And if you begin to believe in yourself, you will definitely do it.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. We are talking with Sujatha then, and Sujatha runs an organization called Wellness with Sujatha. And as we're into the festive period, or that celebratory time of the year, and into the new year, we need to actually look after ourselves and get those thoughts and program those thoughts into our minds and bodies in a certain way. So Sujatha, one way to make New Year's resolutions last all year is to be kind to yourself, similar to what you've just been telling us, and also to be realistic. But it's easier said than done, because when you've got that jalebi ghatia staring you in the face, or that extra samosa staring you in the face, it's really hard to resist. And so those New Year's resolutions go completely out the door. How do we go about tampering our temptations? Because we all have temptations. We all have a sweet tooth in one way or another, and we think, well, just one more jalebi or burfi or that half a laddu will do me a lot of good. And suddenly you feel that, yeah, I deserve this. But psychologically, you're just not doing yourself any good whatsoever.
So you don't need to give up your ghatia, your jalebi, your chevda, your mithai, whatever you enjoy.
So pleased to hear that.
Yeah. So you don't need to give up on it. But I want you to think about, what you're doing, and having that in moderation, really. Because if every meal of yours is, a treat meal, you're not going to achieve your goals. So unless you change something, you're not going to see a change. So ask yourself, firstly, do you really want to see a change? That is the first question you've got to ask yourself. Do you really want to see a change? And many people will say, yes, I want to see a change. But there's not many people who are prepared to actually do something about it. So firstly, if you're committed, if you've prioritized it, you will want to do something about it. Okay. And then when you've said, I commit, I want it, I really, really want it, I want to see a change, not just for a few days or a few weeks. I want this to be how I live. I want to have more energy. I want to have better digestion. I want to age healthily. I don't want to be taking medication for high blood pressure, cholesterol, or type 2 diabetes. When you say and commit to yourself that, you will then do something about it. And once you've committed to yourself, I want you to then begin to create SMART goals for yourself. And SMART goals are, simply goals where you are writing down specifically what you want, and you are going to then be able to measure them. So SMART goals, let's look at what, you know, each of these letters stand for. So S is for specific. You know, you've got to be very specific about what you want. You can't just say, well, I'm going to get healthy next year, or I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to go to the gym. Those are not specific enough, and you've not actually sort of identified or specified what exactly you want. So let's break it down. So if you want to, for instance, lose weight, make it specific and say, you know, how much weight do I need to lose?
Yeah.
Right? Check your BMI. Look at your BMI and try and get it to a healthy range for the BMI. So be specific and set yourself a goal and say, this is, you know, my goal. You know, whether it's 5 kilos or 10 kilos or maybe more, just say that is my goal. And then what you're going to do is to measure what you need to do. So you can then begin to measure every month, you know, the change in your weight as well. And you've got to make it achievable, attainable. That's the A. The A is for it's attainable.
Okay.
Don't make it unrealistic for yourself, right? So if you are busy, if you have young children and you are working full time and, you know, January to March is going to be a really busy time for you at work, don't say to yourself, I'm going to lose 5 kilos in a month. Because when you don't lose those 5 kilos, you end up giving up on yourself. So make it achievable. And it could be just losing 1 kilo, but keeping that 1 kilo off and not regaining it, because people will do quick fix diets, lose it, and then put it back on. So make sure your goal is achievable for your own circumstances, which is why do not compare yourself to anybody else. And then also, is it relevant to you? Is it realistic for you as well? That's the R. So if you are concerned about a chronic disease because you have this disease in your family, that becomes one of your whys for wanting to make a change. It's relevant to you. You know, if it is because your doctor has advised you, if it's because you want to look good for your birthday coming up, then it's relevant to you as well. You will do something about it. So make sure it is something that you prioritize. So it's relevant, it's realistic for you as well. And then make sure you have got a time frame for it. That's the T in the SMART. So you will then, you know, say, well, I give myself 6 months or 8 months. Don't give yourself just 1 month to lose all the weight. What we're looking at is creating healthy habits that you can maintain. So what we're doing is saying, okay, this is what you're going to do for your weight loss. But then I want you to not just leave it at the weight loss. Weight loss is the results that you want to achieve. But in order to get these results, we've got to look at the actions that you need to take to get to these results, because these results are not going to be achieved otherwise. So what are the different actions that you need? You know, it could be walking. So then you break it down again into SMART goals and look at, you know, how much can you walk a day? Make it specific, right? So you could say, I'm going to walk for 30 minutes and say daily. And you know that you have made it made it relevant for you. So you can fit in 30 minutes a day. It's something that you're going to enjoy doing. You've got a time frame for it. So you've got a SMART goal for your walking. And then you break down each of your different action steps and create goals for that. And you then have bite-sized actions, bite-sized goals that you're working for, rather than something that's really vague and that you cannot achieve. And when you begin to take the pressure off just the weight loss and you begin to think of all these other things, you are enjoying it and you're getting there without even trying too hard. You're just getting there. And I've seen so many people achieve their goals because they are enjoying it. So don't make it something that you're forcing yourself, something you're uncomfortable or you don't enjoy doing. Make it something that's going to give you joy and happiness while you're doing it.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com. So making significant long-lasting change is, of course, hard. However, habits are easy to fall back into because they provide a sense of comfort for us. But the challenges and the changes and the stresses of the pandemic that we've even been through as well may have us hesitating on what resolutions to make for 2022. And as we reflect on those resolutions, it's important to spend time preparing, planning and setting up a smart goal to position you for long-term success. So I understand what you mean by smart goals, being specific, measurable, attainable, realistic and trackable. And there's a great learning curve in that. And so understanding that. But there is one thing, of course, remaining confident and being patient and staying focused on your goal is a different matter to me, because whilst we talk about the smart goals experience and these the specific, measurable, attainable, realistic and trackable things you talk about so well, Sujata, to me, it's the confidence part of it and staying focused and being patient on the goals that we've set ourselves. Give us perhaps some examples, if you would, of what you've been through and seen with people that you've been working with, so that we can use those examples for ourselves.
So that's a very good question. And confidence is where people feel they struggle. And I work with mainly women. I do work with some men, but mainly women. And they lack confidence. They lack confidence because they feel that they have let themselves go over the years. Men do as well, but mainly I'm talking about the women that I've worked with.
Yeah.
And what happens is they begin to question their abilities. And they're very successful in their professional life. They're very, very successful. They may be doctors, dentists, lawyers. They may be stay-at-home moms, so very good at being stay-at-home moms, but they've lost the confidence in themselves. And because they've lost that confidence, they feel they can't do it. And why have they lost the confidence? They've lost the confidence because they have done the diets in the past, which they failed at, which was either calorie counting or points counting, or, you know, giving up sugar or giving up grains or whatever they did. And because they failed and failed and failed, that took some confidence away each time. So to regain the confidence, what I encourage them to do is to think about what they can fit into their normal way of living, whatever that might be. And some of my clients, you know, live within joint families as well. And they struggle thinking about what can I eat? What can I do if I live in a joint family? Because I'm not really in control of what's being cooked as well. So think about what you can do, right? Rather than what you can't do, because the mind is naturally going to be going to what you can't do.
Yes.
So to get this confidence, you know, if it comes to getting fitter, don't join a gym in January. It's the last thing you should be doing. If you lack confidence right now, don't join a gym if it's going to make you feel intimidated. Because if you walk into a gym, you don't think you can do what others are doing. If you feel conscious about the way you're looking, you're not going to enjoy that experience. You're going to try and find excuses not to go to the gym.
So instead of joining
the gym, why don't you just begin with walking? And walk for 10 minutes. Week one, just walk for 10 minutes a day. Say to yourself, I'm going to walk 10 minutes a day and I'm going to enjoy this walk. And I'm going to either listen to music, I'm going to listen to a podcast, I'm going to go to a park. So make it fun. So you do that week one and you've made it something that you can achieve. And at the end of the week, maybe you only managed to do it for 5 days. But because you've done it for 5 days, you begin to believe that you can do it. You are, you know, somebody who is active. And the next week, what you could say is, well, I'll increase it and I'll do 15 minutes because I can fit it in my schedule.
Yeah.
So as you keep doing it, you keep building up from it. And as you keep building up from it, you regain that confidence that had been taken away from you from years of dieting or doing very restrictive programs. And you begin to focus yourself naturally. Nobody's forcing you to focus on it. But as you go outside, as you're walking in nature, you're enjoying, you know, sort of being in fresh air, you're enjoying the views, you're enjoying listening to the birds, and you don't have to force yourself. You're actually wanting to go for a walk. And that comes again with you just persisting and believing in yourself. So always start with something small and don't feel that you've got to jump, you know, into the deep end, because the deep end for some people is going to the gym. When I work with my clients, most of them, I would tell them, do not go and do an exercise program in a gym. Start with walking.
Yep.
And then after a few months, start exercising. Exercise first at home. When you are feeling comfortable within yourself, then sign up for a gym. Because if the gym makes you feel intimidated, it's going to take away your
confidence. Then avoid it,
Tony, the same thing, you know, I apply with foods, and I would apply with, you know, other things that they're doing that they feel that they can't do. I show them how to do it. And that's important. To make it fit into your normal way of living, whether you are a busy mom who's working, whether you are a grandmother, whether you are, you know, somebody who travels with your work. Think about what you can do and then just begin to add slowly into that.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
We are talking with Sujatha Thin, who runs an organization called Wellness with Sujatha. And in our final few closing minutes of the program, Sujatha, by definition of being healthy means for one to be absent of disease and being able to recover from illnesses and other problems quickly. Now, if I know that being unhealthy makes living a full life hard, why does our subconscious mind drift into a state of self-loathing over our size instead of considering other factors that contribute to our health? Because I'll tell you what the problem is that many people face, since society and media have equated to being healthy to being small in size, and having the right size waists and types of bodies. And we've become a society where that's what the norm is, but we can't simply achieve that. What would you say to that?
I would say look at caring and loving yourself for who you are, rather than allowing, you know, the judgments, the comments, the criticisms made by others affect you. Because we begin to look at ourselves and we begin to judge ourselves or criticize ourselves because we've heard people say things or because we've read about it, you know, on the internet or in a magazine. So try and just begin to love yourself for who you are now, and begin to understand that, you know, sometimes it's genetic, you know, sometimes it's genetic. Some people may find that they are prone to gain weight, but remember that you can do something about it. So you mentioned, you know, what is the definition of health? And you said it was being free from disease.
Yeah.
It is being free from disease, but healthy is, you know, different states. It's also the body. It's also the mind. And what we can do is to reduce the risk of disease. So you may not have a diagnosis. Somebody may be overweight, somebody may be obese, and they may not be diagnosed with any disease at this point. But because they are in this category, you shouldn't let that stop you. You should say to yourself, there is a high association of being overweight or obese with many chronic diseases. So I'll begin to make changes, but not just to look skinny or to fit into a certain size of clothing, but because I want to be fit, I want to be healthy, I want to have more energy, I want to sleep better, I want to feel good for myself, within myself. It's not just about looking good from the outside, it's how we feel from within us, physically and mentally as well. So both are important for health.
Well said.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Sujatha, then, you run an organisation called Wellness with Sujatha, and as we talk about a healthier lifestyle and sticking with those New Year's resolutions, what advice can you give people, and what's the action point for people to get in touch with you, because they may want to live a healthier lifestyle and get your advice and guidance on things? How can people get in touch with you?
I would love for you to get in touch with me. You can get in touch through Facebook at Wellness with Sujatha. On Instagram, I'm at Sujatha_Din. And of course, my website would be the best place. You can contact me through my website. It's sujathadin.com. And would love to hear from you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.